Yes, 7 minutes past nine, and yes, indeed, that is very apt indeed for the discussion we're about to have now with Maulana Ashraf Dokrat, who joins us for the book review program. We greet him now. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Maulana Ashraf Dokrat.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Bajaz.
How are you doing this morning, Maulana?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, indeed, we're discussing the book Nabi Rahmat by, or The Prophet of Mercy by Maulana Abdullah Ali Hassan Nadvi rahmatullah alayhi. Why should we read something on the seerah, Maulana?
Bajaz, this is a very, very good question. We know that the lover always wants to know the beloved. And the more he knows, the more intrigued he becomes.
Mm-hmm.
And the more he knows, the more his love is increased.
Yes.
For the beloved. And therefore, if we have the great love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should have as Muslims,
mm-hmm.
we then develop in us a desire to emulate and to propagate the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every sunnah then becomes an opportunity, a golden opportunity of hubbe Rasul, of love of the Rasul. And it is an opportunity for the true ashik Rasul, the true lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to find happiness in this world. And yes, we should never forget as believers that we should find happiness in a'mal salih, in good deeds. And if we are given the tawfiq to do good deeds by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tawfiq to emulate the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we should be happy, because our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi of hope, is a Nabi of rahmah.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be hopeful of reward for our deeds, and we should be grateful for the tawfiq for one sunnah. And if we are grateful for the tawfiq for one sunnah in our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant us the tawfiq then to do many more. La in shakartum la azidannakum. And really, Bayajaz, what is our life without sunnah?
Yes.
We have seen the kuffar in all their madness during this festive season over this last few weeks. The people without sunnah are, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kal an'ami bal hum adal. They are like animals, or even worse still. The sunnah, what it does is that it makes you resemble Al-Insan Al-Akmal, the perfect human being, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are we without him? And what are we without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Our Aqa and Mawla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shows us a life that is worth living and a death that is worth looking forward to. So the seerah is at the nub of everything. The development of the morals and the soul of a human being is really the best thing that any religion can aspire to. And the way in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done that for all times and all places is to present a human model that can be found in the personalities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And every one of those human models came with a different emphasis. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, for example, sought friendship, forgiveness, patience, endurance, peace, tranquility. But human beings and mankind was waiting for al-insan al-kamil, the perfect human. The person who would not just be a ruler and a commander, but at the same time would be a person who had taqwa, was a communal leader, was humble in his ways, was faithful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was generous and gracious, and he was also content with the little that he had. This perfect person, this prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the highest point and the greatest success of the entire humankind. But as we know, this being, because Allah had created him as human being, and to show us that humans can follow another human being, he was not eternal. And therefore all his words, his actions, his traits, his characteristics were recorded. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a system for that where these were recorded very, very carefully. And today we have the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the seerah is not just a set of historical information that we have. It has become an important source for which the beliefs of the Muslims rest. It goes right next to theology and kalam. It tells us what to believe and what not to believe. It tells us about matters of the ghaib, matters of the unseen, etc. It is a means of understanding the Quran. We cannot understand the Quran without understanding the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is important to us because it's not only a life of an individual. It is the life of how an individual develops institutions, how an individual sees to the progress of Muslim society, mm-hmm. how an individual establishes law, the economic system, the social system, the political system, the international relations, how he behaves, and then how the Muslim society is to behave in times of war and in times of peace. So the seerah is very, very important for us to appreciate the deen al-Islam. We can never really understand the deen if we don't understand the seerah. And in the seerah, we have to understand that the historical information is based in a certain geography, it is based in a certain place. And without knowing the area, without knowing the geography, without knowing the practices of the people, we can never really understand the Quran. We can never really understand the history as it appears in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is the basis. This is why we really study the seerah. And what we must realize is that the seerah covered a period in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's final revelation for mankind came down. So the period itself was blessed. The events that occurred at this time carry a type of a divine character. And anyone who wants to understand the revelation, anyone who wants to understand the seerah must be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused certain events to take place in the history and in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that gave man then the solutions for eternity, right till the end of time.
Jazakallah khair for that explanation, Mulana, on why we should be reading something on seerah. And what is this book about? Tell us in summary, what is the book about?
Mulana, this book is actually a translation of an original Arabic called As-Siratul Nabawiyyah. Mm-hmm. This book is a book that has been thoroughly researched and from the Arabic by Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi, and then it was translated into Urdu and under the title Nabiya Rahma. And the book that we have in our hands is actually a translation of the Urdu. The author here has been very mindful of the current generation's mindset, their tastes, their understandings, and their sensibilities, and has written the book considerate of the modern method of research and discourse that is practiced in the scholarly world, and therefore always in his content has brought evidences to support what he says. His style is also academic yet very accessible. He has read all the old literature as well as the new literature in Arabic and in other languages, and used appropriately in this book. He has provided a comprehensive seerah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and has always kept the modern mind in front of him when he was writing, and tried to dispel all confusions that exist in the modern mind. We know some of these have been fed by anti-Islamic polemics from the Orientalists and others, and so this book really received, when it was first released, much acclaim, and within a short space of time it has been included in the syllabuses, in the syllabi of universities, and the English book is now in our hands, and really English speakers can benefit from this book.
Manan, where is it available?
Yes, firstly, just a note on the author. The author is Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi. Mm-hmm. We know the famous Sheikh Abul Hassan Ali Nadwi was from the Hassani family, and he was from this renowned scholarly family. Although he lived and worked in the UP district of Rai Bareli, he spent his time in Lucknow, and he was the principal, the chair of the All India Muslim Personal Law Board. He was a great Islamic thinker, and he was a successful author in Urdu and Arabic. He was widely acclaimed in the Arab world, especially, mm-hmm. and created a link between the Arab world and the Indian world. His book, Maulana, his famous book, What Has the World Lost Because of the Downfall of the Muslims, is really essential reading. We should all try to get hold of this book and read this book. This translation then is by Dr. Muhyiddin Ahmed, and there is a foreword by Maulana Salman Nadwi, who visited us very recently in South Africa, and there's an introduction as well. And in the introduction of the author, he says that when a person is writing the seerah, then he has to balance somewhat his emotional sentiment and his feelings, and also his intellectual rigor, so that he keeps his seerah on an even keel at all times. The book is very well prepared, Brother Ijaz. It has a number of atlases, you know, in the middle, and then also nice. At the end, maps, and there's an index. And we know Turaz Publishers and Brother Yahya Bata of Turaz Publishers take very good care in presenting some very, very good books. You asked about where the book is available. The book is available from Darul Ihsan, from their online bookshop. One can purchase this book for just over 100 rands, which is really quite a giveaway, considering that the book is 432 pages long, you know. So Darul Ihsan have these books from Turaz Publishers available. Please, they're really at the bargain. One should try to get hold of some of these books.
Jazakallah khair for your insights this morning, Maulana Ashraf Dokrat, Prophet of Mercy. Definitely one to put on the book list. Jazakallah khair for all your insights this morning. Have a wonderful day, Maulana.
Jazakumullah ahsan al-jaza. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, that was Maulana Ashraf Dokrat talking to us about Nabiye Rahmat, Prophet of Mercy. And that is the book that was up for discussion today, that authored by Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadvi, rahmatullah alayhi. We know that Maulana Abdullah Hasan Ali Nadvi enjoyed acknowledgement in both the subcontinent and Middle East, which is not, you know, it's a rare occurrence. And Maulana mentioned it there as well. So there's another book to add to your book collection.